Hey guys, do you find yourself feeling like you just don't really have time, that it feels almost impossible to make time for the things that are important to you, like exercising or eating better or getting more sleep or spending more time with your kids, being a better father or being a better spouse with your wife or being more productive at work? Or maybe it's not necessarily a time issue for you. Maybe it's more about a lack of energy or a lack of motivation to be able to consistently show up and do those things. If so, you might be what I call the overwhelmed hero. And today I want to give you the top three reasons why most men feel overwhelmed, even if they don't realize that they are. And we're going to teach you how to go from overwhelmed to unshakable. So, guys, allow me to welcome you to the Unshakable Habits Podcast, where we help men to prioritize your physical and mental well-being so that you can provide a better life for yourself and those around you. My name is Stephen Box. I am your host, and I'm a national board-certified health and wellness coach. And like I said, guys, today we're going to be talking all about overwhelm and what are really the causes of it and how do we get past those. But before we jump into that, I want to ask a quick favor of you guys. We really are trying to grow the show, get the word out to more men so that they can hear these powerful messages. And I need your help for that because a lot of times when people are looking for a new podcast to listen to, one of the first things they're going to do is they're going to look at reviews and they're going to see, do other people also enjoy this show? And right now we only have a few reviews up. So if you guys could actually go to Apple or Spotify or go to podchaser.com and look up the Unshakable Habits podcast and leave a review on those platforms, that would help tremendously in terms of letting other people know that this is a show they should tune into and they should listen. So I would greatly appreciate that support. All right, guys. So with that, let's jump into this and let's talk about why it is that most men feel overwhelmed. There's three reasons. And just for a little context for you guys, this is not just something that I'm just coming up with on the fly. This is something that I have seen in my decade plus of coaching. For those of you who may be new, don't know me. In addition to being a national board certified health and wellness coach, I am also a ISSA elite trainer. I also hold certifications for nutrition as well as transformation specialist and all kind of stuff. And I've been doing this for over a decade now. So I've really had the opportunity in that time to coach a lot of guys, see what works for them, what doesn't work for them, and then really diving into when things aren't working, figuring out why. And almost always the answer comes back to overwhelm, right? Now, a lot of times as men, we don't necessarily realize that we're overwhelmed, right? Because we're kind of used to the struggle, if we're being honest about it, right? Especially those of us who live perpetually in overwhelm. It has become our norm. So maybe we don't even realize it. But what I'm telling you is just like I said at the beginning of the show, if you find that you never have energy, if you feel like there's always things competing for your attention and your time, if you lack motivation, if you feel like, hey, I have a day off, I'm just going to crash and just do nothing, if you're finding those things are happening in your life, more than likely, you are actually dealing with overwhelm, even if you don't feel like you are. It's kind of like, the old idea of by the time you feel thirsty, you're already dehydrated, right? So by the time we get to the point where we can feel stress, where we feel overwhelmed, where we have no choice but to acknowledge it, it's too late. I don't know if you guys have ever heard me talk about this or not. I've talked about it on previous episodes and as well as on other podcasts I've been on. But I talk about this idea of a stress sweet spot. And if you think about a bell curve, so in the middle is like this perfect point where there's just enough stress to motivate you, but not so much that it sends you over the edge. And if you go back to the left, like down the slope, you lose motivation. There's not enough stress to actually push you forward. But if you go a little bit to the right, then it's kind of the opposite, and the stress becomes overwhelming, and then you fall off the cliff that way. And so we want to try to find this perfect spot. So the idea here is not to eliminate stress. It's not to say, oh, just sit around and do nothing and just be lazy. That's not what we're saying here, right? We do need some stress, right? But the idea is, how do we find that right amount? And a big part of, I think, finding that right amount is understanding what causes overwhelm in the first place and then making corrections to that. So that's what we're going to cover today. So number one is thinking that having it all means doing it all. Doing it all right now. Doing it all perfectly. And doing it all by yourself. All right, so I know I probably just had some people catch some feelings on me, and that's okay, because I'm just going to have to keep it 100% with you guys today. All right, I'm going to take you back. I'm going to share a quick personal story here. When I started this podcast back in 2020, I had made a commitment that I was going to do this. I already told myself it was going to happen. I wasn't going to allow anything to get in the way. All right, well, here's the problem, guys. So not only did I find myself really just kind of struggling to be consistent with getting this all going, but my mom ended up at one point having to have open heart surgery. And she ended up having to come live with us for like 5 months. And I was taking her to doctor's appointments and everything else. And because I didn't want to let go, and I didn't want to, you know, make these changes in my life, I felt like I could handle it. You know, I felt like I could just do it all. I pushed through, and I'm taking my mom to doctor's appointments and the rehab place, getting her back on her feet. And, you know, that was a stressful situation to begin with, right? I mean, any of you who have ever had a parent move in with you, you know how stressful that situation can be. You love them, but you forget, like, it's not as rosy as people might think, right? If you've never had that experience, just trust me, it is always going to be a challenge, because especially, you know, if you're a little bit older, you probably haven't lived at home in 20, 30, whatever years. And so it can become difficult, right? So my mom is here. We're kind of, you know, butting heads a little bit and trying to kind of adapt each other and figuring out this new situation. I've got this podcast I'm trying to do, and I'm a one-man show at this point. I'm doing all the pre-interview stuff. I'm doing all the calls, I'm recording the interviews, I'm editing the interviews, I'm posting the interviews, I'm doing all this stuff. And this is on top of, I'm still running my coaching business, right? I'm still trying to do that. I'm still trying to make time to exercise. I'm still trying to make time for my wife and not just become a horrible husband. And I mean, thank goodness we don't have kids, because I don't even know what would have happened then. But the reality is, guys, even though I was kind of getting through it, even though it felt like I was pushing through, there's two valuable things that I learned. Number one is, by the time we got my mom back home, back in Florida, and I had an opportunity to kind of sit back, get all these episodes out, take a break, I was absolutely exhausted. I remember taking a break and saying, it's just going to be to the new year. I'm just going to take November and December off, recharge, and come back in January ready to go. It literally took me to July of the next year to relaunch the podcast, guys. That's how just absolutely depleted I was, that it took me that long to really even feel the desire to start doing this again. So podcast almost died. Right. Which is why I need your guys' review. So again, please go do that. But the thing is, not only was that the after effect, but I go back and I watch some of those videos and you can see it on my face. I am absolutely exhausted, just physically exhausted. And I'm trying to do all these extra things and I'm trying to, you know, still get my workouts and stuff in. But at that point, my workouts were probably causing more harm than good because I was adding that extra stress onto my life, right? I wasn't adapting my workouts the right way because I felt like I still need to do my full workout. I still need to go do all that, right? So I had this idea that I had to do it all. I had to do it all perfectly. I had to do it right now. Couldn't wait. And I had to, of course, do it all by myself because, you know, I'm a man and that's what we do, right? So I found myself in that situation. And it's not unlike what I see a lot of my clients deal with, right? Where they feel that they have to go and do all these things on their own. And I've had people who they're signing up for coaching. They're paying me for coaching. Things happen. They get completely off track. And I'm having to reach out to them and be like, hey, I haven't heard from you in a few weeks. What's going on? And they're not even reaching out for help. Why? Because as men, we have been programmed by society to think we're supposed to be the problem solvers. We're supposed to figure it out. And I think even though most of us don't acknowledge this out loud, there's a subconscious thought that we've had of, if I can't even solve my own problems, how good of a problem solver am I? And I'm going to be honest with you guys. Most of us suck at solving our own problems, right? Myself included. Because I will tell you right now, I have coaches for a lot of different things. I have somebody else write my workouts. I can write them. I know how to write them. I might even be better at it than the person that I have write them for me. I don't know. But you know what? I have someone else write them for me. I have other people tell me what to do in my business, right? I have people helping me with the podcast. Why? Because I've come to understand that it doesn't matter if I can do it. What matters is, can I reasonably do everything and do it all at a high level? And the answer is no. So I need to focus on the things that I can do at a high level and allow other people to assist me in doing other things. So that is one of the big lessons that I learned from that. And it's one of the big lessons that I've taken away from watching a lot of other guys. Because here's the reality, guys. And this one might hurt a little bit to hear, but I want to be honest with you. Well, I want you to be honest with yourself, okay? How many times has the all or nothing mentality left you with nothing instead of all? Right? Hurts a little bit because the reality is I would be willing to bet that it's never left you with all. That you've never achieved everything you wanted to achieve. If I had it all to do over again, I would have changed so many things because although some of those podcast episodes were really good, they could have been so much better if I were in a different state of mind when I did them. If I hadn't just been trying to push through, if I had asked for help, if I had had somebody to bounce ideas off of, if I had had a support system in place outside of my house, it would have been so much better. Going on to the second reason why I see a lot of men end up feeling overwhelmed is they're not focused on the present. You know, we spend a lot of time thinking about the past. You know, like I was just sharing the story with you guys. And I think part of the reason that it took me until the following July to get back to recording wasn't because I was so overwhelmed that it literally took me until July to recover. It's that I spent several months after I was really probably ready to get back to recording, beating myself up. Right, looking at those videos, thinking about how tired I looked, how horrible it was, beating myself up about not giving my absolute best to my guest. And that's part of why it took me so long to actually get back on track, because I was living in the past. Guys, how about you? Do you find yourself constantly living in the past? Do you feel like every time that a solution presents itself, that you're so caught up in trying to think about all the times that you failed, or remembering the times that you dropped the ball or that you weren't able to stick with it, and assuming that that was going to be the case again, right? You're stuck in the past instead of being present in the moment and not realizing that the situations might not be the exact same. Or the other thing is, you know, we get so focused on worrying about what's going to happen in the future, you know, especially things that might not even come true. There's a lot of anxiety and there's a lot of fear that are associated with that. And I think, you know, as men, we're taught to kind of take those feelings and ignore them, right? Just to kind of push through. But the problem is, when we get focused on the future and we start to worry about what the outcomes are going to be and we start to push certain things, we end up in a situation where we not only are focused on the future, so we're not focused on the present, but we start to tighten down, right? So it's this whole idea of like, okay, I see bad things could happen. Let me brace myself. Let me buckle down here. Let me get ready to deal with this. And in the process of doing that, we are essentially clamping off where we are right now. We're clamping off our ability to be present in the moment, right? And so I feel like a lot of times this is problematic, not just when it comes to work, but in so many different areas of our life. You know, it's, oh man, you know, I'm going to do this thing. Oh wait, something bad happened. It's very similar to the thing that happened before. We must be about to go down that path again. Boom, we're in about the past, right? Or, you know, well, what if I start doing this and then this happens to my kids? Or what if I start doing this and my wife reacts this way? Worrying about the future, right? Instead of just focusing on what can I do right now? What are today's actions? And I think this is really a big one for a lot of guys, because when we are so focused on everything but the present, we're not doing what we need to do. And we're living in this world where we have no control. Because if you are always worried about what has already happened in the past and worrying that it might repeat itself, or you're always worried about what might happen in the future, something that you have zero control over and something that may or may not even occur, instead of being in the present, then you have no control. In the present, we have control. In the past and the future, no control. So it's up to you guys. What do you want? Do you want control or no control? Because if you want control, you need to live in the present. All right, number three is thinking that self-care is optional. It's not, guys. Listen, here's the reality. Most men that I talk to see themselves as a provider and a protector. Those are the two roles that we have taken on, that we take pride in. Well, guys, let me ask you a very honest, simple question, but it's going to be a tough one for you to really sit here and think about for a minute, okay? How much value are you going to be to your family if the only thing they have to remember you by is a picture? Because, guys, let me tell you, when we don't take care of ourselves, a lot of us end up being a picture on the wall. And our spouses and our children are left to figure things out without us. And we think that, oh, I have life insurance, I have an insurance policy, whatever, I'm going to leave them some money, you know, so they're financially taken care of. That's a piece of the puzzle, guys. But let me tell you, I have had so many women who tell their husbands to come to me and get help with their exercise and their nutrition and sleep management and sleep and all the good stuff. Because what they really want is for him to be healthy, and they want him to be less overwhelmed, less stressed out, and they want him to be more present. It's not about the money. And it's not about your positions at work and all that stuff. I get it. As men, we take a lot of pride in those things. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with wanting to have a certain title or make a certain amount of money. I'm not at all saying there's anything wrong with that. What I'm telling you is that most of the time what our family wants is us. They don't want money. They don't want things. They want us. They want our time, and they want our attention, right? So again, we're going back to that idea of being present. You got to give that time and attention to the people around you. So those really, guys, are the three big things that I see that cause overwhelm, right? So when you stop and think about it, I'm going to recap them for you here. So number one is thinking that having it all means doing it all right now, doing it all perfectly, and doing it all by yourself. Okay, that's the first one. The second is living in the past or living in the future where you have zero control instead of living in the present where you have total control. And the third one is not prioritizing your own care, your own self-care, because you think that it is a luxury and not recognizing the fact that it is a necessity. Because guys, here's the bottom line. If you do not take care of yourself first and foremost, you cannot be around to take care of the people who are most important for you. That's the bottom line, guys. So how do we go about fixing this? That's the big question, right? How do we go about fixing this? So number one is get rid of the all or nothing mentality, right? Start to figure out what is actually important to you. What are your values? What are your identities? What are your priorities? And really figure out, how do I get down to the things that are truly important to me and focus just on those and stop trying to do everything? Stop trying to be perfect. Accept the fact that there's going to be a learning curve, that you're going to make mistakes, that these things are going to happen. But even outside of just recognizing that perfection is not necessary, understanding that there's going to be growing pains and all that other stuff, it really ultimately comes down to putting less on your plate in the first place and understanding that you need to have a clear vision of what is important to you. Okay, so that's number one. Number two is being present, right? So how do we fix that? How do we become more present? How do we get out of the past? How do we get out of the future? And how do we get more present? And the answer is by focusing on the things that we can control. This is all about discipline, guys, right? It's about having that consistency. If we are focused on the important things and we're then focused on showing up for them consistently, the only way we can do that is to be present in the moment. If we're not present in the moment, then it's going to be impossible to be consistent because we're going to constantly be pulled by the past or in the future. Okay. And then the third thing is about mastery. So when, you know, we talk about this idea of self-care being something that is not optional, it is not a luxury, that it is in fact a necessity. Understanding that you can't go from 0 to 100. You can't just suddenly start exercising an hour a day, taking time to meal prep, cook all your foods, you know, getting more sleep, managing your stress, being the best husband and father in the world. You can't go and do all that in 1 week, right? It's not going to happen. Matter of fact, guys, I'm going to tell you right now, you're not going to do it in 30 days, right? At least not perfectly. Like, you can make a lot of progress in 30 days, but you're not going to make all of it happen in a 30-day window. So when you start looking at these things, understand that mastery comes into play here. And when I talk about mastery, what I'm really talking about is this idea of appreciating the process. It's this idea of accepting that I need to work and I need to get better at what I'm doing. And when we take that approach to it, when we start to understand that it's about small steps, it's about getting a little bit better every single day, then we're able to prioritize those things. We're able to make self-care something that is part of our life because we're not just trying to just throw it all in there at once, which is impossible to do. And again, that ties back to me to that second thing about being present, right? Because that's where discipline comes from. Mastery comes after discipline. First, we need to get consistent, then we can get better, right? That's how it works. So it's vision first, because vision is about understanding where we want to go with this. Discipline comes next, because you need to be able to show up. You need to be present in the moment. You need to be consistent. And then once you've started showing up consistently, now we can actually focus on getting better. So that's the three parts, guys. That is the three things that are causing overwhelm and the three things that are going to help you to get out of overwhelm. Now, I know those can be a little bit challenging. So if you find yourself feeling like, hey, this is me, this is exactly what I need, I love the sound of this, but I need help with it, go to unshakablehabits.com, click on the roadmap call button at the top, and schedule a free call with me. And let's talk about it. And I will show you how I can actually help you and how my programs have actually helped men just like you to go from being overwhelmed to unshakable, so that you can become the unshakable hero in your life and create a better life for yourself and those around you. So guys, I really appreciate you tuning in this week. And again, if you would, please go and leave that review either on Apple, Spotify, or on podchaser.com. I would greatly appreciate it. And as always, I want to remind you that while none of us are born unshakable, we can all become unshakable.
Thank you for listening to the Unshakable Habits Podcast with Coach Stephen Box. Be sure to hit the subscribe button and help us spread the word by sharing the podcast with other men. If you're ready to create unshakable habits, you can learn more and connect with us at unshakablehabits.com.